following is a paid program, and claims are made, but they're not necessarily those of the management, the sponsors, or anyone else at this radio station. But it's a great radio station. So listen to this show, and you'll learn all about Medicare insurance, health insurance, and life insurance. And you'll be talking and listening to Bob Parker, who's been doing this for 3 decades. For more information, you can call me at 833-710-4797. That's 833-710-4797. You're listening to Bob Parker, Health, Life, and Medicare Insurance. Well, here we are again, Bob Parker. I'm on this radio program or radio station every week at this time, talking about health insurance and Medicare insurance and health, and as well as disability insurance, life insurance. I talk about a number of things during these shows. I've been doing this for 33 years, and in those 33 years, I've developed a number of other interests. I'm very involved. As an example, I'm going to take the first 7 or 8 minutes of this show to talk about a charity I'm involved with. The reason I'm talking about this charity is because it's an orphanage in Haiti, and the orphanage in Haiti is a gigantic mess right now. They were in the southern part of Haiti in a small town, and what's happened, there's only a small portion of that country that the government is functional in. So what's happened now is the orphans, 32 of them and 20 adults, have been driven out of the orphanage, and all the things I've helped them get for the last 2 or 3 years, which is over $60,000 or $70,000 worth of stuff, has been looted away from them. And a number of the orphans have been taken away by the gangs, as well as the possessions that I helped get the orphanage. They've been moved. Now, luckily, they had to live in the woods for a couple of days, but they've now been moved to a northern part of Haiti rather than the southern part of Haiti. And they're now living with nothing. They're living in a school for Mission of Hope. And they don't have a change of clothes. They don't have things to clean with. They don't have blankets even to sleep with. So I'm now going to be trying to raise money for these children. The pastor that runs the orphanage has only asked for $3,600 for the for the blankets and basic things like soap and some basic other things. It's pretty rough. I can't imagine what it's like to live in a war zone, but that's what basically has happened in Haiti. At least there is a portion of the country that is now controlled by the government, and the gangs aren't going crazy. The number of people killed around that orphanage is astronomical. Early last week, I got emails, including videos showing and hearing all the shooting going around in the neighborhood. And they were all laying on the floor in the building I helped them get built, and praying that the Lord would save them. So a little while later, one of the gangs came in and said, "Don't worry, we're not going to hurt you." But then that gang lost the area, and another gang took over the area, and they drove all the kids and the adults out. Some of the kids were taken away. So what's happening is they need money to buy blankets just to sleep with. They need money to buy soap to wash with. They need money to buy toothpaste and toothbrushes, those kind of things. The pastor's only asking for $3,600, and I'm going to be including part of that myself. But if anybody's interested in donating to help these children, you can give me a call at 833-710-4797. So I didn't even go 7 minutes. I've gone 4 minutes on this subject. So let's get back into health insurance. You know, just feel blessed, I got to say that we don't live in a war zone. That's what they're living in, and that's not that far from the American border. So right now we are into the Medicare annual enrollment period. That happens every year from October 15th to December 7th. And I'm going totally wacko this year. I mean, I've always had a fairly good amount of Medicare coverage, but this coming year, there's all kinds of changes happening. So I'm having to see almost all of my old customers because there's so many changes. And for you in Medicare, your prices for prescriptions are going to go up dramatically next year, whether you like it or not. And it's not the insurance company's fault. The government decided that, well, we're going to come up with a new way to help people that are using a whole lot of extra drugs, but the rest of us are not going to get much help. In fact, we're going to have to pay more. I'll explain more of that in the future during this broadcast. We're also, on November 1st, we started the open enrollment period for people that are pre-65 for their individuals or family policies. That's from quite a number of companies. Each area is different, which companies are available. And this has been going on since Obamacare started. So for you that don't know what Obamacare is, the Affordable Care Act was under President Obama. He campaigned for it, and we ended up getting a program where prices have gone through the roof, even though he swore he were going to save us several thousand dollars per year. It's ended up costing us several thousand dollars more per year, even some people several thousand dollars per month more. So what happens is, on an individual basis, if you don't have a plan through your company, or if the plan costs you too much through your company, you can enroll in a plan through the federal marketplace, and the federal government will help you give you money to pay for that plan. Now, they don't give it directly to you. You choose from a number of different companies. There's a whole lot of different companies involved here. In Philadelphia, it's different than in Pittsburgh. It's different than Harrisburg. It's different than Northeast PA or Allentown. But I take care of this kind of thing on a regular basis for people. This is why it's Medicare people. And I help you figure out how much money you're supposed to get. Now, a whole lot of agents early on in this program did a lot of bad stuff for people because they figured they wouldn't get caught, but they did. So Mr. Jones calls me and says, this is what a lot of agents did. I have not done this. I've got a very good reputation in this regard, and I'm going to keep that because I really like working for a living. I've been in this health insurance industry for 33 years, and I'm not going to quit anytime soon. So if you think your income is going to be, just using round figures, $50,000, and you've got you and your wife and a couple of kids, the government, even if you're an individual making $20,000 or $30,000, the government will give money to the insurance plan of your choice within the penny marketplace in Pennsylvania. In Ohio, the federal marketplace. In New Jersey, the Get Enrolled NJ marketplace. And you pick from a bronze, silver, or gold, or platinum plan. Not every area has platinum plans available, but you pick one of those four kinds of plans, and most of the companies have multiple versions of that, and you pay a portion of the cost, and the government pays a portion. Now, what happens every year also is that the plans, you base your calculation on your income, your tobacco status, your home zip code, and the number of people in your federal income tax return. Because the money really, even though they've had companies called Penny.com, it sounds like a Pennsylvania organization, it's a federal marketplace IRS subsidy they're getting. So when you file your taxes the next year, if you say you were making $30,000, you actually make $40,000, you have to pay some money back to the government. Now, if you can pay it back rapidly, the government doesn't charge you. But if you can't pay it back rapidly, the government will probably charge you interest. So you should make sure these figures are calculated very accurately. So, and I've had a very good reputation making sure calculations are done correctly. Now, a lot of people out there listen to people on the telephone and say, you know, I can get you a really great deal because I can, you know, whoever that else said your plan's going to be $500, but I can get to you for $300. Well, if it's the same company, there's something wrong with that picture because the government does the calculation here. However, if the salesperson, if you want to call it that, puts you down for the wrong income, a lower income, you get a higher subsidy. But when you do your income tax return, your federal income tax return, if your income is wrong and it's a lot higher, you're going to have to pay it all back to the government. Not all of it, but at least a portion of it. I've actually had people that had to pay all of it back that won a large amount of money at the casino. I had a couple who had a store, but they were extremely good at the casinos. And somehow or another, they were able to win bundles of bucks 3 years out of probably the 12 years I had them as customers. Well, now they've moved down to Florida, and I still have them as customers in Florida. They took a United Healthcare Medicare Advantage plan and moved to Florida, and now they're living in down there in the beautiful Florida heat. So God bless them for that. But they had to pay it all back because they won so much money, they had to pay all the subsidy back. But a lot of people got messed up by telephone people who messed them up. And that's something I'm really got to talk about because I've heard a lot about that this week. I've heard a whole lot of people coming in or calling on the phone and telling me that they listened to some super sales pitch on the phone. Yeah, you can be covered for anything. You're not going to owe a nickel. I had one guy come in who owes the tens of thousands of dollars because he listened to a sales pitch on the telephone. I encourage you to have somebody you can talk to face-to-face. Now, I have an office, and I actually go out and see people live face-to-face every other time of the year except right now. I have so many people wanting my help that I'm going to have to cut down on how many times I leave the office because I just have too many customers that need my help. And I can do that on the phone and Zoom calls. And I'm one of those weird guys that actually sends you a quote in advance so you see what the options are you have. There's a lot of these people, you know, you ask them for a quote and they won't even send it to you, which is pretty insane. But point is that there's a lot of criminals working on the telephone. Just as there are criminals on the internet, there's criminals on the telephone. So please be careful when you talk to somebody. And if they won't give you a quote, don't talk to them, okay? Now, you should also understand that the companies you're having to deal with here are the Blue Cross companies. That's Horizon in Jersey, Independence, Blue Cross in Pennsylvania, Capital Blue Cross in Pennsylvania, Highmark Blue Cross in Pennsylvania. In Delaware, it's Highmark Delaware Blue Cross. In West Virginia, it's West Virginia Highmark Blue Cross. The point is, these are the areas that plans that you can get. You can also get Geisinger Health Plan in Pennsylvania. You can get Aetna, Cigna, Humana, depending on the areas of the states you're in. Ambetter, AmeriHealth, all these are different companies in different regions. I can't quote all those companies in every region because they're not in every region. Another one is that I've been very happy with. It's been Oscar out of New York. I don't know if I mentioned them at all. The point is, this is people that are pre-65 that are enjoying their health and they need to have coverage because for all the criticism of the major medical companies or the major networks about how horrible our healthcare system is great. The trouble is it costs 5 arms and 4 legs. And if you don't have good health insurance, you could end up going bankrupt. Like I went bankrupt between the age of 38 and 40 because in those days there were no limits on the dollar value of how much you can have to pay. Well, if you have a plan that's considered a minimal essential coverage plan, that's a government term, not an insurance company term, then what you end up getting is a plan where you'll have a limit on how many dollars you can owe. Well, that's kind of important because, say, 38 years ago, I owed $49,000 to a hospital for being in the hospital for 6 weeks. You don't want to be in that position. But in today's world, the limit is $9,450. And that's substantially lower than you can possibly imagine. So what you need to consider and look for is making sure you have somebody you're talking to that's helping you get a plan on the penny marketplace or the NJ marketplace or the federal marketplace, depending on which state you live in. New York has one also, but I'm not licensed up there anymore. So please make sure you don't listen to some sales pitch that tells you, are you getting all the benefits you deserve? It's nutty. It's totally, absolutely absurd what people do and think. So what I'm going to talk about here right now is me. You know, I've been selling health insurance and Medicare insurance, health insurance industry for 33 years, Medicare for about 25 years now. And for the last 13 years, I've been with the Health Markets Insurance Agency. They're headquartered in Texas, but actually now we're part of United Healthcare. But we offer every company under the sun. And I much prefer dealing with you face-to-face than on the phone, but I say that means you have to come to my store. But if you want to deal with me face-to-face, I can do it in a Zoom call. And Zoom calls are very simple on the phone or on the internet through a computer system. That way you can see what I'm doing. I also send quotes out in advance. Now, that's an important function. So you actually know the benefits you're getting. I do promote plans that are going to keep you from going bankrupt. That's part of the job. And I'd like to do that for you if you give me a call. You can call me at 833-710-4797. That's 833-710-4797. And I can help you with health insurance or Medicare insurance or disability insurance or life insurance or all those kind of different health-oriented insurances. I cannot help you with car insurance. I cannot help you with homeowners insurance or business liability insurance. All I do is health, life, and disability. And as you heard me earlier talking about, I also help a bunch of orphans in Haiti. And I enjoy helping children. So let's jump into a little bit of section here about health. Because for the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've been talking about how important it is to keep your weight down. Again, if you take a car and you add, if you have a car and you put a couple thousand extra pounds in the trunk, in the back seat, your car is not going to function very well. And that's exactly what happens to us when we allow ourselves to get grossly overweight. Well, there's a million places out there you can, things you can do to help you lose weight. Now, I've actually lost about 40 pounds in the last 6 to 8 months, I guess it is now. In the last 30 pounds of it, I've lost by using, by drinking, well, I've always been a coffeeaholic. Drink way too much coffee, but I do enjoy coffee a lot. But I've had to drop my coffee consumption. I drink 2 cups a day, sometimes 3 at the most, but most no more than 2 on average. But I drink a lot of green tea, and people say, oh, I can't stand green tea. Well, I couldn't stand it either to start with, but green tea actually helps you lose weight. At least that's what studies have shown. So I drink 3 or 4 cups of green tea. I put it in a thermos and I take it to work with me. And I try to make sure I get it consumed every day. I also take a vitamin. Now you can read all about this vitamin online. It's called berberine, B-E-R-B-E-R-I-N-E. It's a natural substance that you can take to help you lose weight. And I've got a number of studies I've read about berberine. It's also good for a lot of other things. Also, the thing that I'm reading here right now talks about how it's good for your neurological health also. Now, the reason I bring this up also is because a lot of my listeners right now are actually seniors, and it helps keep your brain functional. It's very inexpensive by comparison to medicines. This is a vitamin, berberine, B-E-R-B-E-R-I-N-E. And there's quite a number of studies about the neurological advantages of taking this particular vitamin. So just a suggestion, okay? Realize that if you overload your car, it's going to not function properly. If you overload your body with a lot of extra weight, it's not going to function properly either. So learn to lose weight. I also cut my sugar consumption substantially. And I'm telling you, I like sugar. Boy, do I like sugar. Before I got back into weight loss, I could sit down and eat an entire bag or box of cookies in one day or less, maybe at lunch. But, you know, by cutting consumption of sugar, drinking green tea and eating berberine, I've been much happier and doing much better in what I'm doing. So think seriously about that. Now, the other thing is that seniors, our brains don't always function as well as we want them to as we get older. I talked last week about how dangerous it is to make sure you don't fall, because people frequently fall and then get into Alzheimer's disease and other problems like that. So please look into that possibility of making sure you don't fall, and be careful. Make sure you use your walker going down the steps and make sure you're holding on to things going down. And try to just be careful not to get into that situation where you have neurological damage or your brain's just not functioning anymore. You don't want to get a Joe Biden going in your brain. That's a joke I use sometimes. And I have Joe Bidens every once in a while, but not as often as Joe seems to have. Now, the second section here, we're going to get back into health insurance. We've talked about health for a few minutes. We're going to talk mostly about Medicare insurance because a good portion of my business is from Medicare. Oh, you know, when I said that commercial, I said to call me. You can also go to bobparkerhealth.com, and you can list information on the website, and it will call you back and set up an appointment. So every year from, as you've heard me talk about, from October 15th till December 7th, we have the annual enrollment period for Medicare, and that's what we're in the middle of right now. That's for people on Medicare Advantage plans and for people that need Medicare drug plans. And this coming year, the drug plan situation is getting very heavy duty because this is not the insurance company's fault. I know you all can't insurance companies. You understand I'm cursing the insurance companies, right? They just want to just rook you and steal all your money. Well, it's not the insurance company's fault that drugs are going up in 2025. Because since Medicare started under the second George Bush, I think that was back in 2000. Oh, I don't know the year on that one. I apologize. I'll make sure I have that lined up in my brain by next broadcast. Anyway, George Bush II started this program, and we've had several levels of pricing. We had the deductible phase where you pay a higher price, then you had the initial phase, then the famous donut hole. What's the donut hole? People say, ask if you haven't heard about this before. Well, the donut hole is where the prices went right through the roof. So everybody that's pre-65 would have health insurance, and the price of the drugs would be pretty much consistent through the whole year, unless they had a slight increase. But if you were on Medicare, you get lower prices, then you get higher prices. You get higher prices, then lower prices. It was a pretty silly system the way they put it together. I'd rather say stupid because that's the nature of the beast. Well, in 2025, our fine government and their eminent wisdom has decided, no, we're going to get rid of the donut hole. It's been getting smaller every year for quite a number of years. But next year, it disappears completely. And now we only have two sets of prices before you get to the catastrophic phase. Now, for 2024 and before, if you ever got to $8,000 in prescriptions a year, now some people might say, $8,000 in prescriptions 1 year, how can that ever be? Well, I'm telling you, once you go on, you're a senior citizen, the chances of having medical problems with tons of medications that are really expensive is very high. And I help people with that on a regular basis. I actually go online on a regular basis and help calculate people's drug costs. How do I do that? Well, it's really fairly simple. You can do it yourself at Medicare.gov. Now, it's hard to comprehend this, but the insurance companies all have to submit their prices for the next year in April of the year before last. So April of this year, all the insurance companies had to submit their prices for prescriptions to the federal government. And starting this coming year, not $8,000, but if you get to $2,000, you pay nothing for any prescriptions for the rest of the year. Now, that's a pretty very dramatic reduction, which is going to help a lot of people. But that result is the insurance companies still have to live with a profit. And that means the prices for prescriptions for seniors is going to be going up. I've done quite a number of drug plans so far and looked them up on Medicare.gov for people. And I've found in general prices are sometimes, not always, but frequently doubling. But what happens is every company has a different formulary. Can't speak that sometimes. A formulary is the drugs that they agree that they're going to cover this year and how much they're going to cost. And those formularies are all listed in a computer system at Medicare.gov. You can go in there, you put your zip code in, start putting your prescriptions, the dosage, how many you take a day, or how many of whatever you're doing, eye drops or injections, and they'll spit out. And you also put in the pharmacies you're going to be using, and they'll spit out the prices for those pharmacies. Now, this coming year, this is also pretty disgusting. The federal government and the insurance companies have pretty well shot the smaller pharmacies in the foot, because the smaller pharmacies, you're going to get much higher prices than most of the big giant national pharmacies. I don't think that's fair, but I'm just a broadcaster and an insurance agent. So some of these smaller pharmacies have had to actually completely drop some of the companies because some of the companies won't let them make any profit at all. So that's what's happening on this function. And I say the number of plans I've run recently on pharmacies has been astronomical. But once you get to that $2,000 out-of-pocket maximum, you don't pay for the rest of the year. So I've had a number of people that I've told that, well, you're going to pay 200 and something a month for 8 or 10 months, and then you'll have no cost for the rest of the year for your prescriptions. Now, I've had a couple of people who actually have drugs that cost over $1,000 a month, and they have two options. This is something else that the government did well. They not only came up with this $2,000 limit, but they also allow the government will actually finance that $2,000 over 12 months for you. If you know in advance that you're going to be paying over $2,000 for the year, and you can know that by going to Medicare.gov and or talking to the company that offers your prescriptions, you can tell them, and I want to finance that over 12 months. So you take the $2,000, you divide by 12, and that's what your payment's going to be. I had one lady who has a prescription cost, which actually got taken up in January. Her entire $2,000 could be due in January. She didn't have $2,000. So she was very happy to take that $2,000, divide by 12, and get the medication all year long. You know, it's unfortunate, as you've heard me say before, but this is the rust years, not the golden years. Now, every year, by the way, the deductibles have gone. There's a deductible phase at first where your prices are higher. And the legal limit for deductibles for 2025 is actually $590. For 2024, it's been $545. And not everybody uses the full $590 or $545 limit, but you decide which plan you're going to take. The other thing that's happened, now for you all that have Medigap plans, there's two kinds of Medicare plans. You've got the Medigap and the Medicare Advantage plans. Now, if you have a Medigap plan, you have to have a prescription plan or you're going to pay a fine to the government for every month when you finally are forced to enroll in a drug plan, for every month that you can't, you have not enrolled since the 62 days, I'm sorry, after you first got Part B. This sounds complicated, but it's not. The insurance company is going to charge you the money, but the penalty is actually to the government itself, not to the insurance company. It's just that the government put this together this way, so the insurance companies are forced to collect the fines. It's a mess. Actually, I have to pay a fine myself because when I first went on Medicare, I had a prescription plan through my wife's work. She worked for a travel company, and then the travel company went out of business, and moved out of the area, and I couldn't get anything to prove that I actually had a prescription plan. So I have to pay about $1.65 a month for the rest of my life because I could not prove that I had a drug plan. Now, in that same regard, something else that's happening this coming year, which is really scary to me, is that if you have a drug plan through your work and you're still working after you go on Medicare Part B or Part A, and the plan is not comparable to a plan from the government, but chances of getting fined are still there. I know this sounds really weird, but this is the way the system's put together, and you just got to grin and bear it, okay? What happens, now how do I say, but I've got a really good plan at work? Well, I don't know any commercial plans or group plans or individual plans that have a limit of $2,000 a year. Now, there might be one out there that's just got introduced, but it still has to be approved by the government. The point is, you have a great plan from your work, and you don't use any drugs, but because you didn't look into this and make sure you got lined up for a Medicare drug plan in advance, you could potentially be fined when you're finally forced to get a Medicare drug plan. If you don't understand that, call me. Now, there are plans available out there for as little as $0 premium. It doesn't mean you have to use that plan, but a company called WellCare has a $0 premium plan. Now, I don't necessarily recommend them. And by the way, I don't even get paid for that. I just help people get enrolled in it. And there's also a really good plan from Cigna, which is $12.60. That's the second cheapest plan out there. I think WellCare also has a $20 one, but I know UnitedHealthcare had a $20 or $25 one that doubled this year. So a whole lot of people are rather upset about that. Anyway, please take close attention to this, even if you're on a plan with your work right now, because you could potentially be fined down the pike every month for the rest of your life. That's because of our government, wonderful government system, the way they put it together. As I say, what I do is I go to Medicare.gov. You send me a list of your drugs. Okay, I take drug A. I have to have the spelling correctly. I also have to have the milligrams and how many of them you take a day. And I submit that into the computer system at Medicare.gov, and then I will print you out a very long report on what's the best plan. Now, what they do is they take, you know, if you're taking just a drug plan, you might have 10 or 20 options for the best drug plan. That's if you're on a Medigap plan. And then it'll list in order the cheapest way of getting those drugs for the whole year. So it might, for drug list A for Mrs. Jones, it might be company B, but for Mr. Jones, it might be company G, because everybody's drug list is different. Everybody's formulary, again, that's a list of the drugs they offer, is different. And that's what I try to do. Now, it might well be that after you look at the cost, if you're taking most of these generics, I don't pay much of anything. Well, even generics are going up dramatically this year. So please realize next year is going to be a whole lot more of a challenge when it comes to your prescription cost goes. I'm not saying it's fun. This is part of the joy of what we have to live with, because we do have a government that's much smarter than we are, right? I mean, just look at our government, how we elect all the great people. And as I'm being sarcastic. For those that don't know this, I was raised in Delaware. I used to be very active in politics in Delaware. I moved to Pennsylvania 22 years ago, and I married. I was a widower for a while, had a little girl to raise, and from the age of probably 2.5 until 11, I raised her on my own. At the age of 11, I married a third time, and first time, by the way, was between the age of 21 and 39. Then I married again at the age of 41 or 42, and that lady was unable to have a baby, but she had a baby. That little baby is now 33 years old, has a baby of her own. But she died a few years after she had the baby. So then I married the third time. And I've been in Pennsylvania ever since then because my wife's Canadian. She said Delaware was too flat and too hot. I still love Delaware, but I live in Pennsylvania because of that. And I still work in Delaware a lot. I have tons of relatives down there. So if you're interested in talking about your health insurance or Medicare insurance in Delaware or other states, I can help you with all those different states. On the Medicare side, I tend to recommend Medicare Advantage plans.
Oh, but I have heard from on the internet and others that Medicare Advantage plans are the worst thing you could possibly have.
Well, actually, if you're only selling Medigap plans, that's what they're going to tell you, that the Medicare Advantage are terrible. And there's many more companies selling just Medigap plans than are Medicare Advantage plans. I had a discussion with a doctor this last week on this subject, and she's on a Medigap plan. I was explaining this to her and her husband, who's an attorney, and I had the attorney husband all figured, calculated how much he was going to save by going to Medicare Advantage, and the wife turned around and vetoed it. But that's what wives do best sometimes, is veto what their husbands want. And to me, it's illogical, and if you give me a call, I can actually go over this with you on a one-on-one basis. What people tend to do when they complain about, they say, well, look at the out-of-pocket maximum you're going to have on that plan. It's terrible. Well, most of the plans out there have a limit on what's the most expensive thing can happen to you in health. You go in the hospital, right? The plan I have right now, which is good until December 31st, if I go in the hospital, if I went in the hospital tomorrow for the rest of the year, I would pay $325, not per day, not per week, but per stay. So I could literally go in the hospital for 2 months and pay $325. And they have to take care of me and feed me and do all the other things for me with that amount of money. So how are you ever going to get to an out-of-pocket maximum of $7,000 or $8,000? What we're talking about here is the law says that Medicare plans and pre-65 plans that are considered minimal essential coverage plans have to list an out-of-pocket maximum. Now, if you're pre-65, the chance of getting the out-of-pocket maximum is very high. But if you're on the Medicare Advantage plans, as I read it, they're very low. And if they're... Now, the other thing that happens on that on a regular basis is people charge you incorrectly on the subject. So that's a really bad situation also. So we're going into another section here where I'm going to give you another commercial real fast. You can call me. I'm Bob Parker with Health Markets. You can call me at 833-710-4797. That's 833-710-4797. Or you can go to bobparkerhealth.com. And I can help you individually with your health or Medicare coverage or disability or life insurance or all those things. So we're going to talk about health again for a little while. We're going to talk about, now I already started talking about berberine and how it helps you with weight loss. And weight loss, as I mentioned to you earlier, is very, very important. Why is it important? Because, as I said earlier, think about your automobile, your truck. It has capacity to hold a whole lot of extra weight. But if you put too much weight into that car, it's not going to function very well. It'll function for a little while, but it's not going to function well. And afterwards, it's going to function even worse for a while. And that's the same thing happens with your body. And as you've heard me talk about earlier, I've managed to lose quite a few pounds without going crazy and buying an expensive system. Number one, I cut sugar. Number two, I started drinking lots of green tea. And number three, I started using berberine, which is a vitamin. It's not a medicine, it's a vitamin. And it's good not only for your health and help you lose weight, it's also really good for your brain. And that's the other concern I have, because a lot of my listeners here on Sunday morning or other days that are listening to this show, on Monday or Friday, depending on where you're at, in Pittsburgh or Philadelphia or Northeast PA, are seniors. And when you become a senior, one of the things you worry about is not getting into a big dysfunctional so you can't use your brain. And, you know, Alzheimer's disease is a major bummer. And that's something else that berberine, as I mentioned to you earlier, is good for. Berberine will help you help your neurological functions work. There's a lot of studies on the subject. If you don't believe me, you can just do a search on Google and look up berberine, B-E-R-B-E-R-I-N-E, and you can read about it. It also helps people with Parkinson's disease. Now, I have a brother that has Parkinson's disease and neurological problems. Although sometimes he's extremely functional, sometimes he's extremely dysfunctional. I can barely understand him. I love him to guess because he is my brother. But it's not a fun situation when your brother or your mother or your spouse suddenly goes into dysfunction because their brain's not functional as much as it wants to be. Now, again, you've heard me in the past talk about how important it is to stay away from ultra-processed foods. Well, berberine is not an ultra-processed food. It's simply a vitamin, and you can buy it at Amazon or local stores that are vitamin stores, and it'll help you create the hypoglycemic index you need for reduce that for type B diabetes. It helps even with depression, according to some studies. So look into berberine and try to make sure that you're functional in that regard and try to lose some weight, and you'll have a much healthier life. I don't have any kind of advertisers here that tell you how wonderful their advertising system is, but there are a whole lot of companies out there, as you know, that do that kind of thing. I just try to make sure you understand that if you're going to stay healthy, so you use as little of your health insurance as you need, that means you have to have a lower weight. And you have to not, of course, smoke cigarettes. And I'd say it's easy to get off of them. I got off of them in 1972 when they got up to 50 cents a pack. In those days, there were so many companies smoking, or so many people smoking, they actually had companies that specialized in helping people clean their walls and their ceilings in restaurants. We used to go into restaurants and there was a cloud of smoke. It was terrible. So try to lose some weight and stop smoking cigarettes and stay away from people that smoke cigarettes. And if they smoke in the house, tell them to go outside because you're much safer if you don't have that situation. So we're about to get into the next segment here. And most of what I'm talking about here is people I've helped over the last week or two. I've talked about a little bit about one or two people in that regard, but I'm going to talk about this for quite a bit so you comprehend what I do for people. You've heard me talk earlier about how a lot of people believe that the only plan you've got to have is a Medigap plan, and Medicare Advantage plans are terrible. Well, I sat down with a doctor and a lawyer. The doctor was a woman. They're both on Medicare, and the lawyer was her husband. And she was sure that the only plan she could possibly have that was functional for them was a Medigap plan. And so they had had that since they were 65. Now they're getting older and the prices are going up a little bit. The problem was they suddenly realized that their drug plan prices were going up dramatically. Her plan was jumping from 20 some dollars to 40 or 50 bucks a month. And she only takes one medication. It wasn't really worth her keeping it going. So I ran her drug and I showed her how she could get a cheaper plan. Instead of having a plan which was going to be 40 bucks a month, I'd get her a plan that cost $12.60 a month. And I had her husband all ready to buy a Medicare Advantage, not buy, to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan. That instead of costing about $160 a month, and the drug plan was about $150 a month, maybe not that much, I think it was $110 a month, he could have gotten away with $7 a month. But they're not that financially challenged like the average person. So the wife put down her foot and said, no, we're going to stick with the Medigap plan. So it happens on a regular basis. Now, I had another couple come in, another story, almost identical. But in this case, neither of them were working. And between the two of them, they were paying almost $600 a month for their Medigap plans. They both had a plan, and this has really blew my mind. They had a plan N. Now, most older people like this did not have a Medigap plan N. Most of them had a G plan or an F plan, and they were paying that kind of money. But this particular insurance company, they had them up almost seven. This is not to mention the government cost. The government's $174.70 a month, so that's over $300 from the government, and then $700 for the insurance company for the plans they have. That's $1,000 a month, and these people were seniors. They didn't have an extra $1,000 a month if they could afford to live without it. And neither of them really went to the doctor that much. Both of them were still working part-time, but they weren't, were able to get to see the doctor maybe twice a year, maybe three times a year at the most, which is about all I saw them. So I showed them a plan available from Highmark Blue Cross, which is now available in most places in the state, that costs all of $7 a month. How can it be only $7 a month? They didn't understand that. They had a lot of trouble comprehending that. Well, everybody on Medicare costs the government X amount of money. I've been told it's about $1,100 or $1,200 a month, depending on how many stars they have. Stars means the government rates the plans by star ratings. Anyway, what they ended up doing was realizing that they could get their Medicare Advantage plan for $7 a month, which was good in or out of network, no matter where they go. And that's the plan I'm talking about from Highmark at $7 a month. And that plan includes your primary doctors are free. And by the way, no matter what plan you have, whether on Medicare or pre-65, your annual wellness exam is always free also. So if they're charging you for that, they're charging you incorrectly. I'll tell you about another gentleman or lady that has a Medigap plan in a couple of minutes who has been grossly overcharged for her plans. And this is not the first time this has happened either. It happens on a regular basis. But you have to know what you've got here. And this is what I try to help people with. Anyway, they decided to change from that plan between the two of them paying almost $700 a month for their plan N. For the first of the year, they're going to cost them $14 a month. And if they go to their doctor, it's going to cost them nothing. It's going to include prescription coverage. It's also going to include $5,000 a year worth of dental coverage. It's also going to cover $200 a year for vision. And they even get a flex card. What's a flex card, you ask? Well, this flex card, that gives them $455 a year additional for dental vision or hearing. They also get help for hearing aids from this from Highmark Blue Cross. But also, you can use it for over-the-counter. Now, the plan they had was dental vision or hearing for their flex card, and then they had a separate over-the-counter of $35. But this plan is $455, dental vision, hearing, or over-the-counter, and an additional $200 a year for smaller doctor bills. So as an example, if they went to see a specialist for this particular plan, it costs $25. And actually, because they have a flex card with that amount of money on it, they don't have to pay for it. They can pay for that flex card up to $200 a year on this flex card in doctor bills of no more than $50. So if they have their blood tests are free, x-rays are $20 on this particular plan. And they can, this is a PPO plan, by the way. So that's good in or out of network, no matter where they go. And they could pay for that x-ray with $20 at cost. But if they get something expensive like a CAT scan, which are going to cost them $295, that's a co-payment. They could pay $50 out of it, out of the flex card, and they have to pay $245. So I had a gentleman ask, so doesn't the other plan cost? Yeah, it does, but you have co-payments. But there's no deductibles on these plans. And again, you've heard me say before, and I made a joke out of this, but there's a whole lot of people that tell you, look at that out-of-pocket maxim, how terrible it is. Oh, no, it's terrible. No, it's not terrible, because if you're only paying $415 per hospital stay, how are you ever going to get to $7,000 or $8,000? I don't know how it's possible. I guess, you know, you do have to pay 20% of chemotherapy, but I can talk to you about that and show you how you get a cancer plan. This will pay for that also. But that's a whole different subject. So, one more lady here. Oh, no, this one blew my mind. I was supposed to see her over the weekend. And she said, I'm just too sick to talk to you. Oh, what kind of plan do you have? Well, she had a Medicare Advantage plan called a special needs plan. And on a special needs plan, that means you have to have Medicare and Medicaid together. Okay, that means she's financially extremely challenged. But there's no co-payments for anything. Yet, doctors and hospitals have been charging her for different functions. And she's been paying the bill. Well, guess what? They're breaking all kinds of ethical rules and laws, I believe. If that's the situation, give me a call. If you have a special needs plan or an F plan and they're charging you money for medical procedures, they're charging you an error. And that's why it's good to have an agent that can help you with this situation. And this is what I do on a regular basis with lots and lots of people. So please pay attention. You know, realize that we all have to have a specialty in life. We really do. I mean, some people, the specialty is working in a supermarket. I worked in a supermarket when I was in my 20s. I was actually a nighttime supervisor for a crew stocking the shelves. But that would be a specialty, and it was quite a unique specialty. I did that along with selling health insurance back when I was in my 20s. But my specialty is health insurance, and I can help you. I can answer questions for you. Now, this lady that called is not a customer of mine. And actually, if she sticks with the same company, I can't make her a customer of mine, because the company is very strong in making sure this original salesperson that sells it doesn't have the loss of their agent of record status. So, but she doesn't even know who her agent was, doesn't keep up with them. Now, in my case, what I do on a regular basis is I not only keep up with you, I send you birthday cards, I send you thank you cards, I send you Christmas cards, you know, and send out emails regularly to try to make sure you know that I'm still here. And then we call you on a phone and ask you if you have any problems. I can't beg you to kind of hold with me, but that's what we try to do. We try to make sure you're covered and you're taken care of. So this particular lady was being grossly overcharged by her doctors and her medical professionals. And that's not a good situation. So let's turn to a third one here. I love this one. This is a kind of example I like, because these people are two mechanics and they're brothers. And they have a small shop, and they don't do any big jobs anymore, but they limit their income, but they're tired. They're not wanting to keep working rear end off. And they were paying almost $1,200 a piece for their health insurance for a group plan. Well, I was able to get them a plan on the penny marketplace. And now they're, one of them is paying $403, the other is paying $425. So think about that a minute. If they're paying $1,200 and I dark it down, that's $1,600 bucks a month that they're saving. Almost $600. Anyway, and that's the kind of thing we do on the penny marketplace. If you have a group plan and they had a bigger company earlier and they kept their group plan going, but they managed to stay healthy somehow. And now I've got them a really good plan on the penny marketplace and from a major medical company. I even got them dental and vision coverage along with that and some other coverage to help pay the hospitalization. All major medical plans have, you know, pay not all of your hospital bill, but they will pay part of your hospital bill. I even got them a plan to pay the rest of the hospital bill if they end up in the hospital. But both of them are pretty darn healthy right now, so it's probably not going to happen. So please get a hold of me or get a hold of somebody you know face-to-face that will help you with a major plan through penny.com or the Federal Marketplace or get covered NJ, you know, wherever you happen to be. These plans are available and they are good from, you know, the enrollment period is from November 1st to December 15th every year for a January 1st start date. And we help you with special enrollment periods also. Next story down here, people I've been helping. Now, I had a couple other brothers who came to me originally and said, oh, we're only making about $40,000. But then when they started looking at their figures, they were making over $100,000, well over $100,000, and they were both single. And the net result was I sent them, told them to keep their plan, that they had a group plan, because the plan they had was a grandfather plan with a really, really low deductible. So I turned that business away. That's what I do. My goal here is not just to get more and more customers, but get a plan that's going to keep you healthy and not going broke. Okay, another man, self-employed. Yeah, there's another terrible story. How many times have you heard me say on this radio show, don't talk to somebody on the phone that promises the world? So he got a really good deal from this guy. It's only $230 a month. But then he got sick and he got injured. And guess what? He now owes $48,000 to a hospital and an ambulance organization and a couple other organizations. It's pretty scary. So, you know, you've got to be careful about who you're talking to on the phone. I got them on a regular plan, but they still have to pay that bill. And I can't help them get that. Now, if you heard me say this before, I went from illness to bankruptcy divorce in a year and a half when I was between 38 and 40. But I don't want my customers to be in that situation. So please be careful what you're doing and who you're talking to on the phone. My own brother almost gave away his information to somebody on the phone. Luckily, his wife caught him before he did it. I love my brother, but he's not all there anymore. So what you hear when you hear this show, you're hearing Bob Parker. I am Bob Parker. If you want to see a picture of me and my wife, we're on bobparkerhealth.com. And Bob Parker Health is there for one reason, and that is so you can hear the show over again if you want to. And you can also read about the different kinds of plans we offer available to you. And we can also offer you all kinds of additional help as far as that goes so that you know what you're covered for. And I have to go for 54 minutes here, and we're almost at 53 minutes. So looks like we're about to end this show. I'm Bob Parker with BobParkerHealth.com. I'm also 833-710-4797. 833-710-4797. I hope you have a blessed week. Bob Parker, have a good day. God bless. Listening to the Health, Life, and Medicare Insurance Show and Health Show from Bob Parker. Thank you for listening. This is Bob Parker, and every Monday from 10 to 11 a.m. here on WWDB, the best radio station in Philadelphia, You're going to hear about health insurance. You're going to hear about Medicare insurance. You're going to hear about health. I'm Bob Parker with Health Markets. I deal all over the state. You can call me at 833-710-4797 or go to my website, which is bobparkerhealth.com. And I'll help you in every way I can. Make sure you don't end up like I was when I was 38 and went from illness to bankruptcy, divorce in a year and a half.